For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The number of coronavirus cases in Missouri has now topped 400,000, and hospitalization remains at a high level as of yesterday. The state reported 2,305 new cases and 19 deaths to set the total at 401,761 cases and 5,562 deaths since the pandemic began. The 7-day rolling average of new cases is down significantly from the peak of 4,723 set on November 20th, but it has been rising since Wednesday's 2,183 and hit 2,810 on Sunday. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in the state declined to 2,701 from the previous day's 2,804, but it remained around the high level the state has been reporting since mid-November. More inmates have been transferred out of a downtown St. Louis jail after a second disruption stemming from concerns about unsafe conditions amid the coronavirus pandemic. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the latest problems arose Friday at the St. Louis City Justice Center, leading 45 inmates to be moved to the St. Louis Medium Security Institution, also known as the Workhouse. That's the same place where 56 inmates were moved to after they refused to return to their cells Tuesday. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Louis Reed said the Justice Center is facing difficulties ensuring social distancing for inmates. Cori Bush was among the hundreds of federal lawmakers sworn in yesterday to the U.S. House, and as Jason Rosenbaum reports, the congresswoman representing a big chunk of the St. Louis region is focusing on police accountability measures.
There are a host of reasons why Bush's swearing in as the first congressional district congresswoman is significant. She's the first black woman ever to represent Missouri in Congress, and she's part of a progressive bloc that could have a big impact on influencing legislation. But Bush is hoping her experience as a frontline protester after the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson will move the needle on policing policy.
When you have that actual lived experience, when you can speak about it from the standpoint of I was there versus I heard about what happened, you are able to inform legislation differently.
Bush was appointed to serve on the House Judiciary Committee, which often hears bills dealing with law enforcement issues. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Kansas City recorded 180 homicide deaths in 2020, the highest number of killings in a single year in its history, as gun violence surged nationwide. The Kansas City Star reports that the last time the city saw anywhere close to as many homicides was 2017, when it recorded 155 killings, including 4 fatal police shootings. In addition to the homicide record, 2020 also marked a dramatic surge in non-fatal shootings. More than 620 people were shot and survived, a statistic that Mayor Quentin Lucas described as, quote, crazy and embarrassing. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.